Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
The Knicks defeated the Philadelphia 76ers in the postseason, eliminating them from the playoffs and taking their soul in the process. And the 76ers, they haven't forgotten, and they're being extremely petty about the situation. Everybody in the NBA already knows that OG Anunoby is going to hit free agency, but they also know that the Knicks are likely going to re-sign him. But the Philadelphia 76ers, that doesn't matter to them. They're still going to try to get OG Anunoby on their team. And even though they likely don't have a shot of signing Anunoby, what they really want to do is increase Ananobi's value, because that way the Knicks are going to have to match it and pay him more. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The 76ers are forcing the Knicks to pay OG Anunoby massive money. Now, this is what you call petty. But let me say this about the Philadelphia 76ers. According to multiple reports, they are targeting each and every available and active wing. Unfortunately for the Knicks, that's going to include OG Anunoby. But I think we all remember, the Knicks were responsible for eliminating the 76ers from the playoffs. We all universally know that even though Anunoby is going to hit free agency, it's expected that he's going to re-sign with the Knicks. The Knicks were not going to trade for Anunoby and not have some assurance that he was going to re-sign with them after making such a huge trade. So let's get that right. But even though Daryl Morey knows this, it doesn't matter to him. He still wants to go out there and offer Anunoby a huge contract so he can get him on their roster. But according to SNY's Ian Bagley, that's not the only reason why he's making that offer. According to Bagley, OG Anunoby could be a potential target for the Sixers. He states the following. As previously reported, members of the Philadelphia 76ers have seen Anunoby as an offseason target. Paul George is also a target for Philadelphia, but if the Sixers can't have George, I could see them making a big offer to Anunoby, if for no other reason than it would force New York to match the money. That is what you call petty. Another NBA insider with the Philadelphia 76ers and Chris Pompey also confirmed on his podcast, Pompey on Sixers, that the New York Knicks OG Anunoby is a target for the Philadelphia 76ers. They're also looking at LeBron James. They're also looking at Paul George. They have a lot of other people they're looking to go after. Apparently, they've been linked to Jimmy Butler, Zach LaVine, and even Brandon Ingram. The Sixers are linked to a number of different free agents at this point in time. LeBron James, Paul George, Zach LaVine, Jimmy Butler, and then the newest addition, Brandon Ingram. Do they really need OG Anunoby added into that mix? The answer to that question is no. They likely know as well that they're not going to get OG Anunoby on their team either. So it makes no sense for them to go after OG Anunoby or to offer him any deal. But if you're petty, you remember that the Knicks knock you out of the playoffs and you want your rival in the Knicks to pay a lot more money to keep a key player on their team, then yeah, you're going to go after that player. You're going to offer them a lot of money. So that way the Knicks are forced to match that money and pay them more than they were expected to. Congratulations, Philadelphia 76ers, Daryl Morey, and that entire organization. Not only do you play dirty on the court, it seems you like to play dirty off the court as well, too. There is no reason for you to do this. The only reason you want to is to hurt the Knicks and make it harder for the Knicks to get better moving forward. And of course you don't want the Knicks to get better moving forward, because if the Knicks get better, that means your downfall. That means there's no way you're getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, because one of those spots is going to be reserved for the Knicks, and that kills you. It eats you up inside, just like losing to the Knicks in the postseason. Kills you, eats you up inside. And I'm pretty sure this is the reason why reports are out there, especially the reports coming out from Yahoo Sports' Jake Fisher, that OG Anunoby is going to test free agency and look at other offers from other teams. I believe that particular report has come out from Philadelphia. It was created by Philadelphia because let's get this right. That only benefits Philly. It hurts the Knicks in every other way, but benefits Philly and other teams that potentially want to go after OG Anunoby. It makes other teams want to offer OG Anunoby a lot more money than the Knicks, potentially, to see if they can pry him away. And that's exactly what a report like that is supposed to do. That's why it's out there. If you go back and you look at what Ian Begley stated, he reported that the only reason Philly is even offering Anunoby that money is for the Knicks to match it, so that way they have to pay Anunoby more. They pay more for a player that they have to retain anyways. That's what Philly wants. A report coming out from Yahoo Sports that states that Anunoby is going to test free agency and take offers from other teams, it essentially does the exact same thing. That's why I believe that that report was created from Philadelphia in an attempt to hurt the Knicks, to have them pay more for a player that they were going to retain anyways, but now they have to pay more to do it. It's exactly what you...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
What would expect from Daryl Morey and that organization? And now we're seeing it firsthand. And it's absolutely disgusting and it's petty. Even though Daryl Morey and the 76ers want OG Anunoby on their roster, even though they want to screw up what the Knicks are trying to build and they want the Knicks to pay top dollar for Anunoby, all of their hopes, their dreams, all of these reports that they've created, it's all been for nothing. It's failed. According to the latest reports, the Knicks are still the favorites to sign OG Anunoby in free agency. Shout out to Chris Persiani, an NBA insider, for giving us the following information. According to him, despite reports this week casting doubt on a deal between the two sides, sources say that both OG Anunoby's camp and the New York Knicks expect that an agreement will be reached for the 26-year-old to stay with the New York Knicks. The Knicks were 27-9 with Anunoby playing, including the playoffs, and there is no way they're going to let go of that impact, especially given all of the assets they gave up in the trade to get Anunoby on the roster. So to summarize, the 76ers are petty. They're trying to get OG Anunoby on their team. That's not going to happen. They want to offer OG Anunoby a lot of money. That's likely going to happen. But it doesn't matter what they do or what reports they try to create and push out there. Because at this point, it's clear. The Knicks and OG Anunoby are going to reach an agreement. He's going to sign an extension with the Knicks. And he's going to remain a New York Knick for a very long time. And if you were wondering potentially what that deal is going to be for Anunoby each and every year, well, according to Ian Begley, he stated, I think it's reasonable to expect that OG Anunoby gets $35 million annually on his next contract. This is not due to Philly or anything like that. If you look at the wings in this league right now and what they're making in terms of salary, $30 to $35 million is a perfect value for OG Anunoby. if the Knicks are able to sign OG for 30 to 35 million annually, that's fair. I'm okay with that. Anything under 30 is a steal. If it's 40 million, then you already know. They have to pay him a little bit extra because it's likely other teams paid him a lot more or offered him a lot more when he was testing free agency. I think we're going to have to understand that and make peace with that. We don't want to pay OG Anunoby $40 million. We likely don't want to pay him $35 million. We probably want to pay him $30 or less. But given what the market is right now, given where his salary is in terms of wings and where their market value is right now, the cap increasing and all of these other factors, OG Anunoby getting 30 to 35 million is likely the best case scenario for the Knicks. And that's probably what's going to happen. I believe Ian Bagley when he says he's likely going to get 35 million. So if you don't like that right now, you got to start making peace with it because that's likely going to be the price he gets. And I have no problem with that. That's a fair value for OG Anunoby, who when he's on this team and out there on the floor is a game changer for us. He's so impactful. He changes the way we look out there. You pay for that. You're going to pay for that type of impact. You're going to pay for that type of player. You're going to pay for that type of talent. So I don't want to hear, oh, this is too expensive. He's fragile. He doesn't play enough games. I understand all that, and I get the concerns. But if the Knicks don't pay him, another team is going to pay him. And if another team pays him and he walks in free agency and we traded all of these assets to get him, then why did we do the deal in the first place? Why did we make the trade? It wouldn't make sense. So right now, it's unfortunate to say this, but whatever OG Anunoby wants, the Knicks are going to have to suck it up and pay him because they need to do it at this point because they invested so much into him in order to get him. But one of the main things they're going to do before they go look for that star is re-sign OG Anunoby. Philly, good luck to you. I know you're going to get one of those wings that you really want. Maybe it's LeBron James. Maybe it's Jimmy Butler. Maybe you get lucky and it's Paul George. But somebody it absolutely won't be is OG Anunoby. You can't have him. You never could have him. You can look from very far away. You can be jealous of what we have, but you are never going to have it. Settle for those other wings and trade for them. OG Anunoby is part of this Knicks family, and he's going to stay part of this Knicks family. Stay away and stop creating these reports to drive his value up. Everybody sees what you're doing. It's petty. Watch us work while you continue to try to work and trust that process. How's that going for you, by the way? It's been a lot of years since you guys been trusting the process. Has it worked yet? Either way, continue to trust that process while this Knicks fan base continues to trust Leon Rose and this Knicks front office, because they actually get the job done and make the moves happen. And this offseason, you're going to see some more of that as well. But what about you guys? What do you think about the Philadelphia 76ers trying to drive up OG Anunoby's price only because they want the Knicks to match it so they can pay OG Anunoby more money than they're expected to? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Lefoot!
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad stretch. Feeling pine so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.